From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia says it's brokered a 72-hour extension of a local ceasefire in the Syrian city of Aleppo, where recent fighting between the Syrian regime and rebels has left nearly 300 dead. Earlier, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed hope the fighting would soon subside.
We will continue to work to de-escalate the violence all across Syria in hopes of being able to move back to the talks as soon as people have a confidence that this is really taking hold.
Mounting violence in Aleppo and other regions has threatened to derail the political talks between the Syrian regime and opposition, as well as the multinational effort to fight the Islamic State. U.S. monitoring group says North Korea may be preparing to carry out a nuclear test as Pyongyang holds its first ruling party Congress in decades. The website 38 North said Friday satellite images show vehicle movement at a nuclear test site where there is often no activity except during preparations for a test. South Korean officials have been on alert in the event that North Korea would conduct a fifth nuclear test to coincide with the conference. The Kenyan government says it plans to close the country's two main refugee camps, a move that would impact some 400,000 refugees. Amnesty International called the decision reckless and said it would put thousands of innocent people at risk. Kenya's government agrees there is a risk and says it's forced to act because of the security challenges posed by militant groups like Somalia's Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News.